February 18th, 2020. Thanks everyone for coming. First order of business will be roll call.
Chairman Mike Wilt.
Present.
Excuse me, Vice Chairman Allendrum.
Here.
Commissioner Bob Bailey.
Here. Next order of business will be invocation. If everybody would please bow. God, thank you for the blessings of children, not only in our families, but in our communities. Give us the patience, wisdom, and foresight to bring them up right and be good examples to them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The employee's recognition, we have Robert O'Brien and John Smith, who are not here, so we will not give out their plaques, but commend them on 20 years of service. And then recognition of employees from KAC for the years of service, Kansas Association of Commissions. Ryan Ware for 16 years, Lisa Flaming, Youth Services for 16 years, Chanel Stroud, Community Corrections, 16 years, Michelle Crook, Community Corrections, 16 years, Mark Cruiser, Administration for 8 years, Robert Sheets, Sheriff for 8 years, Haley Knapp, Treasurer, 8 years, Gabrielle Myers, Sheriff's Department, 8 years, and Jimmy Mann, Sheriff, 8 years.
Can we have Chanel? Chanel.
Okay. Let me find
pictures of you. Nope, you don't have to. They're just going to give you something and shake your hand.
If I can find it.
We may not have.
Oh, that's okay.
It'd be all you want.
I'll take the heat. I'll take the heat.
Ah, there it is. All right, it was stuck together. Let me get here. Let me get on the other side so we can get a picture of this. Congratulations.
One, two, three. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, and one for Mark Cruiser.
Yay. Get this guy.
Get right.
One, two, three. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure to be here.
They got you down those.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, did I do it again?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll fix Hillary's picture.
Yeah. Next item of business, the minutes of the January 30th, 2020 Cali County Work Session. Anybody see anything in there that created problems or had questions about?
I see none. Move to approve minutes as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. And now the minutes of February 4th, 2020, regular Cali County Commission meeting.
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any citizens to be heard? Any items of business? Consider approval of drug detection canine training. Dave?
Chairman, one thing before the sheriff starts. There was a correction made. I added, didn't replace the old one. I did add the new one to your folder. It's another F1 in your packet. So sheriff can go into detail about the changes, but it's there for you.
If you had a chance to look at the canine contract, Mr. Cruiser and I talked about it a little bit. We did make some changes. One, making sure that any litigation would take place here in Cali County instead of in Shawnee County, what's listed in the original contract. That change has been made. And then also, instead of an open fee for recertification for the dog yearly, we have narrowed that down to $350 so that we don't have an open fee there. I visited with Mose Hugues. He's out of Topeka. He was recommended to me by another sheriff who's purchased two canine dogs from Mo's and is very happy with the dogs and the work they're doing. If you don't know currently, there are no canine drug dogs in Cali County right now. Park City has retired theirs and their dog passed away. The sheriff's office canine program was retired, as well as the Winfield. So we really don't have any drug detection dogs here in Cali County. I chose to do a single purpose dog, which would be narcotics and article search. Say we're dealing with a burglary and someone threw something down or lost something they had touched, that scent could be picked up for a certain amount of time past the crime by that dog. The one thing we are leaving out right now, because it is up in the air in Kansas, is marijuana. The dog will not be trained on marijuana. Traditionally, most officers can smell that if it's in its raw form. It will be trained on all the other drugs. So the total cost of this was $8,000 total. It's going to be divided in two phases. The nice thing about Mo's is he's very good at coming to you if you need something. But in this price, it also includes 2 weeks of training for a deputy to go up there and be trained by him with this dog. For the very first time that the canine handler is introduced to the animal, that dog is fed by hand by that trainer, so he starts it on. I did get a chance to go up and watch this specific dog working. It's a very motivated dog. It's kind of odd. They're even training dogs to smell bed bugs now. They're making money by going to hotels and things and running that dog there. So it just tells you how sensitive these dogs' noses are. So it's a Dutch Shepherd. I've gone through the contract. I've got two deputies that are interested. I'm going to narrow that down to one once we do this. I've also got several city officials and city personnel that would like to donate to this program. But I would like to go ahead and purchase the animal and get that ball rolling, and then we can use those funds to backfill where we pull these funds from. And then we're also going to, you know, the vet fees and the dog food and things like that. I'll reach out to some of the local vets and see if they'll help us with those. And Orchlands is usually pretty good about feeds, so I could contact some of the local feed stores and find out about that. I think it'll be a good program. I want to get this started because I think that's something that's missing within the sheriff's office. And it's also good for publicity as well. So we're doing our job. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer those for you guys.
Gentlemen, do you have questions?
I have no questions. The dog will live with the handler, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. The big thing is that dog has got to be separate. It's not a, it's a tool. That dog is treated like a tool. It works off of, basically, when they find that item, they're given a ball, and that ball is their complete life, and they work for that. But a lot of these dogs, they live outside in a heated kennel. They don't mix in with the family. They don't mix with the kids or the other animals in the house. They are treated like a dog. The one thing I do like about how Mo's treats his animals, it's a lot better than some of the handlers or some of the training I've seen across the country. Those dogs are not mistreated. They're treated very well. That's what I like about this program.
Bob?
I didn't get any questions.
I have none. I would move to approve the 3 weeks of training for the drug detection canine training.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. I just have one question. I thought you said 2 weeks in your presentation.
Does it say three in the contract?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He told me 2 weeks, but I'll get another week out of it.
Yeah, it does
all
say
right,
three.
So 3 weeks would be would work.
That matches the contract.
Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Chairman, can I ask to interrupt? Ms. Cook
yeah.
Had a conflict and was able to show up. I was going to get an opportunity.
Thank you.
She'll get the hint. Okay.
Michelle?
For 16 years.
You got locked out, huh?
Yeah, I was taking care of her mother. She hasn't been doing well. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Turn around here with the picture.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thanks for sure. Okay. Consider approval of annual township reports for fiscal year 2019. Karen?
So, I have collected these annual township reports since I took office. I'm sure it was done long before that. I did not realize that there was a statute until just this past few months that stated that it's actually supposed to go before the board and be approved. And honestly, I'm thankful. I wish that I'd have found it a long time ago. I have two that I feel I will probably still struggle with, but I'm hoping that I can use you guys as a little bit of leverage. I feel like it's helped already, because I've, out of the 25, I've got a few more that I have some questions on. So I go through the reports, I re-add things up, I make sure that things add across on the first pages. There's certain rules. Sometimes they can only transfer so much money to special equipment, 25% of their available fund, available, which is their beginning balance and their receipts. And so I double check that anytime they do. Some of them still miss that sometimes, and so then I make adjustments. I undo that transfer down to what it is, let them know. And so there's some things like that, little questions. Sometimes they'll still turn in negative cash balances, and so I have to readjust some of the expenses and that kind of thing. So I have probably, I think, four more statement of questions. I didn't want to bring them here, like, my questions. I mean, I made those changes. I kind of give it back to them and say, these are the changes I made. This is why. If you think it needs to be adjusted, then let me know. Otherwise, once I hear the okay from them, I'll bring them to you. I think I have two others that maybe, four others I've heard from that are going to be giving them to me sometime in February. And then there's three that I haven't heard a word from. So I'm hoping, which two of them, don't surprise me, it's the same two I struggle with every year. They have a wide variety of ways of keeping track, and some of them still totally go paper, and some of them have changed to
if they have numbered people in there, they probably computer.
Yeah, as the boards have gotten newer, they went that way. And my only requirement for them is that first sheet, because that actually is published in the paper every year, is that way it's consistent between every single township. How they give me the information, I've never been specific about. I mean, if you guys want to see changes, if there's something different that you guys want to know, if you want whatever it is that you guys want, I just thought it's good for you to see the money that flows to the townships as well. So I'm glad. I apologize for missing that statute.
Well, I got a question on, like, Bolton Township. When they have money left over, if they've got $30,810, mm-hmm. It used to be you had to spend that down to zero.
I'm not sure where the use it or lose it ever came from. I had a conversation with somebody else that's actually running for township, because there's never been a use it or lose it policy. That's not how the budgeting process works. There was an issue, I think, that happened right before I took office that I think maybe made some people believe that or think that, but when I do their budgets every year, I'll take, if they have that $30,000 left over, as a carryover from one year to the next, and say the previous year they've had $50,000 of new money, which is what the levy amount. That's, and so I always just call it new money. So they have the $30,000, they want to make sure they get that same $50,000. So instead of having $50,000 worth of expenditures, I raise it to $80,000. They're still levying the same amount of dollars. I'm just giving them the authority to spend what they carried over into the next year. So the amount of new money that they're getting is the same. And it's taken me several years to get a lot of them to understand that process, that they don't have to spend everything. I mean, obviously, once your balance reaches a certain amount, and I'm not running the townships, so I don't try and tell them what it is, but Lucas does our budget. We have a certain amount of money that we start the year with, partly because we don't get a distribution from the treasurer's office till January 20th, and I promise you everyone wants to get paid. at least payrolls. And there's no way to make that if you've moved all of your money over. And the townships, well, they don't all have, you know, as many full-time employees as we do. Most of them employ a grader. Well, how are you going to pay the grader if you don't have any money there? And you aren't going to get that distribution from the treasurer until January 20th. I promise nobody is ever going to get that money. It goes out the 20th. That's when she has to have it, and that's when she's going to. It takes time for her to get all that stuff done. They don't start collecting the taxes until December 20th. That's not, I mean, that's when they're due. Obviously, they collect them.
Well, I also think Karen's helping them a lot, trying to build the same idea that you guys have been preaching is, let's not tax to just tax, but let's build a sustainable reserve so when something does happen, we don't have to overly inflate a tax to resolve an issue. Like, our grader has a need for an overhaul of a motor or whatever that is. Well, they'll still have that reserve to be able to do it. So, and to add to her point, the county has had that same idea of let's spend it all because we're not going to get it if we didn't use it. And I know for the last 3 years it hasn't been the philosophy. Trying to make sure we're making sound decisions, not just spending it to spend it.
Well, the other point I want to make on Bolton Township, looking through there, which that is my township too. I was on there 16 years.
You have a better idea.
But in their income, they've got $32,000 in there that was from 2017 from FEMA. I'm just saying that so that everybody knows that's, you know, we was talking about the bridge in Ark City to East Chestnut. Our FEMA money, we may not get it for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, it takes a while.
I'm just making that point because we turn in for FEMA in the township every time it comes around. But see, we're 2 years behind. This is 20, and they didn't go almost 3 years before we got the money. It's there, but it just takes a long to get it. So that kind of offsets their $30,000 too, because that's extra money that wasn't.
Well, they've already spent it. So honestly, it's not. I had that same conversation again with somebody else who's filed for township.
Yeah.
That it's not. They've looked at the roads that they have and they fixed the ones that are impassable, and maybe they only brought up the other ones to a smaller level, at least passable. Mm-hmm. Until they can get the FEMA money, and then they can actually put the extra money on those roads that were. That the FEMA money was for, and that, I mean, that's totally a township's role, and that's what they're supposed to do is decide what where the best place to spend that money. And you're right that when FEMA's concerned, especially when they have little budgets like this, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. This road's impassable, so we're not going to put rock on this road for a year and a half, or we're going to delay it for months so that we can fix this road so people can get to and from their house. I mean, I know you know that. So they can get to and from their house, and then they're going to sit on what little bit of money they have left because they don't just snap their fingers and new money appears to cover it. They literally don't have anything when it comes to the floods and stuff. They just have to rob one place to get this road passable, and then they wait for that other money to come in and then try to go back and backfill on the roads that they skimped on. So, I mean, I've talked to, you know, them for years, and I know that there's not one township that's heart's not in the right place, and it's not like those guys are getting much more than $50 a month. So I think there's a few that pay a little bit more, but they're all getting about $50 a month, and they don't turn in a bunch of mileage, and they're driving those roads like crazy.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on it?
Yep. Move to approve all annual reports for townships for fiscal year 2019.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next item of business is the consideration of agricultural 2019-2020 contract. Lucas?
Chairman, we did this on the other property that you guys own by the landfill at the last meeting. This is the property that we are soon to hopefully sell to the city. I spoke to the city manager recently when we were doing that, and they are planning on at the current time migrating the farm contract over and having that contract go under them. From what I understand, from what I was told, that these contracts are put in place based off the person who owns the property the first of the year, January something. And so this would be basically supporting that property to do that. At what time the city decides not to do that, or they choose something once they own the property. There's nothing that I, from what I understand, nothing we're doing here would prevent them from doing whatever they choose to do.
Move to approve agriculture 2019-2020.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Clear. Papers to sign.
Yeah, I think
do we have something to sign for Dave?
He's it's on his behalf. He can sign for that. It doesn't require your signature.
Okay.
There's a place here. I believe there's also a second page. I think it's just the channel.
Yeah, they was able to update their yields on them too this year.
Huh?
They were able to update the yields on all their properties too this year.
You do that on your properties?
Yeah. This farm bill lets you do that.
I think I signed it personally in the wrong spot. But we can correct it. Excuse me. Okay. Consider approval of plat title Flower Family Subdivision northeast of Wingfield. Lucas?
Chairman, this was a request made to our Public Works Department. This property falls within the 3-mile buffer of the City of Wingfield. The landowner has worked with the City of Wingfield from what I was directed, asking for this adjustment to be made. We had the property surveyed based off what our responsibilities are, and it's your guys' decision if you want to allow that plat to be developed in that area. There was no concerns expressed to me from the surveyor or Public Works or our engineering firm.
Any questions, any comments?
I don't have any.
I would move to approve the plat title Fire Family Subdivision northeast of Wingfield.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
I think you'll have some plats assigned down there.
Okay, now we have
stuff. Gentlemen, thank you. I hate to get up and run, but I've got a visitation to go to, but thank you very much for approving that. I appreciate it. Good to see you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank
you.
Has to be in blue ink. I sign there, you sign there. Okay. I'm here, good. I thought they had to be pretty. Consider approval of personnel rules with changes. Personnel rules with changes. Lucas?
Chairman, in your work session we had last month, we had a conversation about voting and our employees to work within the on the day of voting. That falls under section 918. I'm trying to pull up the digital copy you guys have so I can tell you what page it is.
41.
So on page 41, you'll see the changes we made there. You see what the current action would be, which would allow an employee with consent from their supervisor to work the election, getting paid their current rate for their current day. And then they would also get compensated their election workers' cost or expense from the clerk's office. The factor that we put in there is that the hours that they work as an election worker do not dictate or impact their overtime. So our overtime policy states that for non-public safety officers or public safety servants, it would be 40-hour work week. So if someone like myself, someone who's hourly, that's working a 40-hour work week, this day would not account for overtime. So in that same week, if they worked extra on a Monday or extra on a Friday, it wouldn't account towards their overtime out of their traditional work job. Again, that would fall suit as well for public safety officers. The only difference is they work an 86-hour work period. But that's that change. Two other changes we made. Again, this has came from the conversation we started at the last work session, which is in section 17.8 and 20.2, which is the conceal and carry and the handgun or weapons policies. At this point, the big changes that were made here is at the time we were compiling this, we were using the House bill. The House bill at the time was 2502. That House bill has now gone through the House and been made law, and now it's grown up to be KSA 75, 7C20, 7C10, E, and 7C24 in its appropriate places. And these two policies have been adjusted to accommodate that change. As you requested, I started the research on that conversation you guys may choose to have at a later work session. And with those, obviously we had to start with statutes, and so that's how I found that adjustment. I did not make any changes to the verbiage of either one of those statutes, either one of those policies. I just referenced the most relevant statutes associated. And I have those available. I don't know, based off the conversation we had at the last work session, I assume that we would have that in more in-depth conversation of policies in a future work session. Unless you folks would like to speak about it now, I'd be more than happy. But my hope would be is when you guys choose to do that, I can get you guys copies of statutes and items of such associated to the research that has been done. The counselors guided me on this as well through the research, and it's been very helpful. So we've started that. So when you guys choose to have that conversation, we should have some data for you to review and make sound decisions, hopefully, off of.
We got a copy of Johnson County policies to look through how they deal with it, having confidence in their legal department to mm-hmm. make sure all is drawn according to statutes.
I think that's good.
Pretty involved decision. I feel it should be in one session where we have time to talk about it.
One item I'd add, and I'm working on this, and I guess I'm getting maybe a little smarter as I do some of this stuff for you guys, but one of the things, my hope is by next month, I'm going to have this come back to you once again with another adjustment to the policy, but this is going to be another appendix to this policy. One of the things that I feel like would be better suited for our workforce, and I've talked to a couple of department heads and a couple of folks, we're making changes as appropriate, and I think it's great because this is a growing document. It's going to change with statutes. It's going to change with decisions you guys make. But at this point, there's really nowhere that's really outlining when those changes and what those changes are. And I think it's hard to expect the workforce to read a packet like this every time we make a subtle change like this. So my hope is that appendix, and I'm working on it, it's going to go back to the time we went through the AGH program and the changes since. We'll have an appendix of when those changes were made, and I'll reference a lot of Karen's notes that have been presented from you guys. But my hope is there'll be an appendix that I can get to you guys by the end of next month that will support this growth in this document. So as our employees are trying to be good stewards of their position, they're not necessarily having to read a book every time a change is made. So I'm trying to think smarter, not as hard, maybe. So,
good job.
Thanks. One good one.
That or highlight it.
I could highlight them, but they're digital, so that's really hard on the monitors. It's really hard on the monitors. So that's a goal. I hope to see that in the next month or so.
So, do we move to approve the personnel rules effective 2/18/20 of what we've done so far?
That's correct. So I'm asking you to make a motion to approve those three adjustments that we've made. One on 9/18 for the voting, which you guys, as long as you are happy with it, is what you directed on the last work session. And then 17.8 and 20.2 would just essentially be moving it from the House bill and the Senate bill associated to the actual statute.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Approval of claims for the period ending February 18th, 2020. The checks numbered 182375 through 182499 totaling $631,216.97. Wires totaling $389,380.89. And direct deposits totaling $757,306.98. We have hand checks numbered 812-2967 through 812-981 and 701-896 through 701-962, totaling $45,253.67. Anybody see anything on here that had questions about you want to bring up?
Just to clarify, these are bigger than you're normally used to seeing. And
I was going to say, dang.
When I was putting it in, I was thinking, oh gosh.
These are big.
It hurt a little bit. Here's what it is. This is your first round of appropriations that are coming out.
Yeah,
so just for clarity, that's why they're a little bit bigger. Plus a payroll.
Move to approve the bridge here as presented.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Abatements. Request presented by Karen Madison, Cali County Clerk. You guys looked those over. Did you see anything?
A lot of.
Yeah.
Appearance. It's the appraiser's office fault.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a fault.
I'll pass that one right off.
She's not here.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That was pretty slick. They've been super busy in there, though, they have.
Move to approve the endorsed correction orders as presented.
Second.
It moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Other items to come before the board. Karen?
Oh, there's one more page. Can you sign this? It's from that agreement to the direct cyclical thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll get it.
Big Brother sent you guys a thank you for the appropriation that you approved. So I have one journal. Huh?
She's always good.
Yeah, she always sends you guys thank you. excuse me, I have one journal entry, and then Macy sent along with these claims, these are the ones that are paying back taxes with versus actual paying versus.
She's not the only gal that ever acknowledges it.
She snags her money anytime she can.
Yeah.
She tries. She tries really hard to.
Yeah.
Karen, do you want this back?
I don't want it.
Is that it, Karen? Mark?
Briefly, the city attorney and I have been discussed regarding preparation of contract for the sale of the land. As I'm sure everybody knows, traditionally, the cost of title insurance is split buyer-seller, half-half. I represented to the city attorney without talking to you all that I thought you guys would probably be okay with that. He basically did the same. So the contract will come before you for approval. And I just want to let you know that's kind of where we are, and I anticipated you wouldn't have a problem with that.
Good anticipation.
Thank you.
That it?
Yes, sir.
Lucas?
Point item I had is the packets that are in front of you, the printed packets, were delivered to my office with very little information shared with me other than they wanted to share this with the board. And so those packets are for your review. They left a card if you guys would like to make contact with them. Be more than happy to do any research or work that you would choose for me to do on it. But that was its intent, was for you to have it.
Okay. Something to read.
That's all I have.
Okay. Our next work session is in March, if I remember.
26th, I believe. Yeah, and we've already, I think we've got four or five items on it. Four items, I think, right now.
Anything else, gentlemen, want to bring up?
I have nothing.
In that case, I would move we adjourn. We move to second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.